The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
There's going to be more World Series for this team.
You think there's going to be more?
I think this group has got another one in them. You've got seven more years of Altuve. I'm certain they're going to find a way to lock up Correa. As long as you've got those two guys, you're going to be in the mix every year.
I think this is their best chance because this is a year where they've got four guys who, if they're healthy, give you a chance to win every night.
But I just think they're so loaded. If anything, I'm more worried about the offense than I am the pitching.
This Villanova team looks so strong. And Michigan's nice on defense, but Michigan can't score enough points to keep up in a game that gets into the 70s.
Villanova would have to play its worst game of the tournament, which sometimes happens 2 days after a semifinal.
A random passerby was just letting me know that defense wins championships. The problem is, all these good defensive teams that Villanova's run into, it doesn't matter. I don't think defense is beating Nova.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Live from 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park, where the Astros are going through a montage and a bunch of introductions and happiness right now. So we're hearing the cheers, and it's kind of cool to hear the cheers from across the street. But we're out here.
I can't hear the cheers over the wind in my microphone.
Well, right? there is that. Yeah, that's going on. Yeah, pretty much. That's hit and miss. It's like it goes away for a while. And then the next thing you know, it's blowing like crazy. But out here at 500 Crawford, right across the street, and if you are going to the game, well, it's probably too late for you to come by.
Man, how many games would you go to if you lived at 500 Crawford, though?
Oh,
all of them.
All
right?
of them, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
it'd be
much.
Too easy.
Yeah, because this place is nice, man. If you're in the market for a really upscale rental where you've got a concierge, where you've got a pool, you got a workout room, man, this is your place. This is perfect.
I think the seventh floor here is where Albert Pujols' home run off Brad Lidge landed.
I thought it was on the roof, actually.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
832. But it's definitely this general vicinity.
Yeah. but so we're out here. Come on out and you know, if you're going to a bar or something and you're running a little late, you can always come by and check us out. We're here. We've got all kinds of cool stuff we're giving away. I want to thank our other sponsors, Kolache Shop and Rudy's Barbecue, even though they fed the other guys and not us.
Not us.
All right. But you can register to win a pair of Astros tickets courtesy of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and the Houston area Chevy dealers, also sponsoring today's all-day show live out here at 500 Crawford. So it's been an interesting show so far. A lot of people have come by and said hello, so that's always cool.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious walking home how busy the bars are going to be. Because it looked like there's as many people.
Just think about the fact that not only is there the first Astros game, there's a lot of people downtown in here anyway, and we've talked to a lot of people who didn't have tickets.
Right.
But it's also national championship night.
Yeah, although I think in this city, I think more people are interested in this, at least for the celebration of it.
Probably.
Now, I do think, and once again they're cheering us, but I'll be curious to see if, you know, it looks like there's a lot of people who don't have tickets who want to be downtown around everybody just like they were for the actual game, championship games. So I hope that's the case because it'll be good for all the good business for all the bars down here.
Yeah.
I'm always about that. But, you know, I am pretty excited for everybody. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. A32 says, I'm with you, Fred. I don't hate Chick-fil-A, but I don't understand the craze. That's all I'm saying. I don't hate it. It's one of those things I don't understand why people are. Listen, I love Tim Hortons, but I don't understand why people in Canada are just
right.
Nuts about it. There's this true story. There's a couple places in Ontario where they've got a Tim Hortons right across the street from another Tim Hortons, and they're both
they're like full. Waffle Houses in Tennessee.
Yes, they're completely full, both of them. It's crazy. So, but I – that's the thing. I mean, I don't understand standing in line for Chick-fil-A. And I have to fight with the wife when we go up there because she's like, oh, no, we got to wait in line for coffee. I'm like, really? You know, make me wait in line for coffee? But we do it. The things we do to keep from getting divorced again.
Exactly.
713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this, but did you see that apparently, like, Stan Lee's family has basically gotten all his money?
I saw that. I saw a crazier story about Stan Lee today. Go ahead and tell yours first. I want to make sure I get this this Stan Lee story that I read right. But is he broke now or?
Well, apparently he had a $300,000 check unauthorized written from his business account without his knowledge to a merchandising company. And it says loan on the face of the check. Other red flags included the purchase of an $850,000 condo in West Hollywood, which is a short distance from his home, and $1.4 million that mysteriously disappeared in a complicated wire transfer transaction.
Ugh.
And apparently on February 16th, they were called to his home to remove longtime bodyguard Max Anderson after he allegedly threatened Lee and his daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is weird stuff.
Did you see the latest that a former business associate stole his blood?
Jesus.
They stole Stan Lee's blood in an attempt to make Marvel ink pens where the ink is lined with Stan Lee's blood.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
John, what the hell is going on with this, man?
I mean, it all kind of coincides with his wife passing away, huh?
She was like, she must have been running the show.
Yeah.
And now without her, he's basically a useless old man.
Yeah, somebody needs to help and step in or do something because it's just kind of getting sad.
This sounds like a job for Spider-Man.
Yeah. It says, within days of his wife dying, the family fired his accountants at Merrill Lynch and his lawyers of 20 or 30 years and basically took over everything.
Ugh. Dude, he needs to. Yeah,
he personally found a $300,000 check, which Stan says is a forgery. Two people that know his signature also said it was a forgery. First off, who's doing checks this day and age, especially for that much money? But said he took Stan to the police department himself, but apparently they're just draining all his money. He's going to wind up dying broke.
That's just a damn shame.
Yeah, it is. So. Crazy stuff. Yeah, when's the next Comicast drop, John?
It's going to drop today or tomorrow, and we recorded it today.
So did you get into this a little bit?
No, we didn't talk about it. We kind of got caught up with other stuff, but we'll talk about it later this week.
So what other stuff?
We got caught up with talking about some Infinity War. Black Panther about to surpass Titanic domestically this week. They're about $2 million
wow.
away. And then we talked about a bunch of Infinity War and DC stuff. It's a mobile gaming.
Awesome. All right. So check it out. Tell them where they can listen when it's up.
It's on podcastarena.com/comiccast and also on iTunes.
All right. Good stuff, Mr. Lee. Good stuff. I always find it fascinating when somebody like this gets their, like the family starts making decisions. That's Michael from Pickney. Make sure you go check out pickneyevents.com.
He tried to save us today.
So we haven't talked a ton of draft because I don't know how much interest there is locally. But one of my favorite things is this is the time where somebody's stock is either dropping dramatically or going way up. I've literally seen, oh, there's fireworks. There we go. And the train.
It's daytime.
Yeah. Shouldn't they save the fireworks for after
the
game?
Yeah.
They're unveiling the World Series pendant.
Ah.
I like that. I like that they've got a World Series pennant now because
it's gold.
That, you know what? If I were them, I'd take down those division things now. I mean, keep up one for when you won the AL, and keep up one for when you won the World Series. Yeah, there's nothing more embarrassing than when like at the Texan at NRG, you see all these AFC South division titles. It's like, oh god, really? You hung a banner for that? Stop it.
Well, what did the Colts hang one for that was even worse than that?
I don't know.
I think they tied for it 1 year and still put up a South.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. First game of the season, I went to I was in the press box, and on the video ring that goes around the stadium, it was like 2015 AFC champion Texans. And I was like, you forgot a pretty important word there. Yeah, they weren't the AFC champions. Trust me, that's not what you.
It was when the Colts got to the championship game and they hung a 2014 AFC finalist banner.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
I think that's worse than an AFC South title banner.
Yeah,
at least you won the division. Finalist.
Ooh. That ain't good.
Hey, are they about to do the anthem? Maybe we should go to break here.
We can't hear it here anyway. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Did you see what's been going on? What's replaced the Tide Pod Challenge, because the Tide Pod Challenge was so dangerous.
Oh boy!
You know what the kids are doing now? You need to talk to your kids. It's called the Condom Snorting Challenge. Remember the Stovetop Challenge? That was very short lived. I think people figured out in a hurry that putting your hand on the hot stove and holding it there as long as you could wasn't wise.
The idea of these stupid challenges should disappear.
Well, the new challenge is you basically put a condom in one of your nostrils and inhale it until the condom comes out of your mouth.
That's dumb.
You think?
That also dangerous, because that could get stuck in there and you wind up dying.
Well, that's true, he says, because these days, kids are doing everything for likes, views, and subscribers. As graphic as it is, we have to show parents, because teens are going online looking for challenges and recreating them. And obviously, that could lead to there's choking hazards. There's all kinds of stuff that could go wrong with that thing, an allergic reaction, an infection. I don't understand. Like, I'm not gonna like someone's YouTube page if they snort a condom. I'm not into that.
Oh darn! I missed the flyover.
Did we have a flyover?
Yeah, I couldn't. They must have gone in a direction that we couldn't see, because I didn't see him. Darn. All right, what was that, John?
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Start with telling you about Cody, who last August was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. Last month, Cody started his IT career making more money working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz right here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid. So close that we're almost in the park. I can even see inside the park.
Shirara is in the park.
He's
in the press box.
Interesting.
So Nick Shirara can get a pass and we can't?
Apparently, let's not go there with Jong, because he's definitely this is a sensitive subject with him.
Okay.
Because he's been fighting these. Look, MLB, really all these leagues, dealing with them for the most part is difficult. MLB is one of the worst, and they always have been. But I can see inside the stadium now. Lots of orange. And, it's getting loud, so I guess we're getting ready to kick things off.
Yeah.
There's more fireworks.
The wrong sport. There's no kickoff.
Well, kick things off is a phrase.
Oh, okay.
It's not necessarily. So, well, I'll do this in a second. But
when the train stops tooting?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the train's actually moving. I can't remember the last time I saw the train move. I thought that they had just put it in one place. There's a guy going around holding up two tickets. That doesn't look shady at all.
No.
Just
that's saying. Always the move.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, they when they unveiled the banner, the thing that was covering it stuck for a while.
Yeah, they were trying to get it off with a leaf blower.
I guess it worked eventually. Yeah. But it's pretty exciting thing, and I'm hopeful that people are enjoying it with their friends and realize that once the first pitch comes, then it's just a baseball game at that point.
Yeah.
But this has been pretty exciting to see people down here fired up and wanting to relive one last time, because now's where you turn the page. And once they start playing, it's in the words of the late, great Tom Petty, it's time to move on. It's time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing.
Well done.
Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. One of the more underrated Petty
that
songs.
That moved me.
Well, see, it's a moving day. People were extremely moved by everything they saw inside, which we kind of heard. But, the truth is, I don't want to be in the press box over there. I don't like the press box for any sport, to be honest with you.
It's not ideal.
It's just, and I've spent a lot of years of my life in press boxes, so it's kind of why.
Although, man, you know what they got in the press box today?
What's that?
They got crab legs.
Really?
Yeah, Richard Justice posted a picture of what's going on at the, man, they got it going on.
Richard Justice is, he's a big dog in baseball.
Oh, yes.
So that may just be for him.
It could be.
Everybody else.
A lot of crab legs. But.
At least they let him go first, and then everybody else gets to go, because Richard's like just royalty over there. He and Brian McTaggart are probably the royalty of Houston baseball guys. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show, and we will be happy to check him out. Somebody says Raheel's in a suite. That's because Raheel's got all that that saltgrass connection.
Oh, that where he's at?
I'm sure that's where he is, yeah. So, yeah, well, we wouldn't – this is a problem, okay, and this is why I didn't go to as many games. There's so many 6:30 starts.
Yeah.
By the time I get home from the show and then park and then walk down here or bike or whatever, it's like 8:40, 8:30, and I've already missed four innings.
Yeah.
And that's about when the crowds start coming out. So it's not really – I mean, it's the only times I could really go was on weekends, and then lo and behold, I'd start trying to find things to do on weekends that were fun. So it's just one of those things. But, hey, man, I'm really really excited to see people as fired up as they are, and can't wait to see what happens with the rest of the season. And now we don't have to talk baseball again until July, pretty much, right? I think they probably have earned a little more than that this year, but we shall see. The thing I was going to get into, and we got sidetracked, which we often do, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we haven't talked a lot of draft. And one of the things that drives me nuts right about this time of year, as we get to just a couple of weeks away, is all the stories you see about so-and-so stock is falling, so-and-so stock is rising. My favorite was today. I saw two different stories on the same player.
Okay.
One saying that his stock is rising and he may be one of the top quarterbacks taken in the draft.
Okay.
And on the exact same day, I think it was USA Today, had a story on his stock is tumbling. He may not even go till late in the second day.
Who was the quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So, depending on who you believe, story A.
This is why we needed to talk to Lance.
Yeah, because how does someone's stock fall or rise at this point? Because by now you've done all your interviews. I think you have a pretty good idea of what a guy is. You've worked him out. You've seen the combine. By now, don't you have a pretty good idea, theoretically? Sometimes something will come out. Like, when Warren Sapp, it was the whole marijuana thing. And we've seen that, what was it, Laramie Tunstall, same thing.
Yeah.
Those guys' stock plummeted. But by now, I think you have a pretty good idea, in theory, whether or not Lamar Jackson's a high first-round pick or a third-round pick. I'm all for if he's in the third round.
I'm not sure how I feel about guys whose mom is their agent.
That's a negative.
That's a big red flag.
I would be out on you in the first round. Well, I've said all along, if that guy were available in the third round, then yes, I take a flyer on him. The athleticism is so good that I think it's worth trying. But would I invest a first-round pick in him?
Yeah, no.
I probably wouldn't. But I feel that way about almost all these quarterbacks. I think the reality is where they should go versus where they will go is probably 20 spots off at least.
Probably.
I mean, somebody's going to go number one. I don't know that any of these guys are worth number one, but if you want them, that's where you got to draft them. And if you're the Browns, you can't mess around with that, right?
At some point,
you have to draft a quarterback. You just passed on Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson. At some point, you've got to take a shot with a guy.
Yeah, and they've got to now.
And I think before last season, you would have felt really good about having the number one pick and needing a quarterback.
Yeah, because this was supposed to be the big year.
Yeah.
And all the quarterbacks this year showed warts. Allen, Jackson, Darnold, Rosen, they all did.
Can we say that – I mean, is it fair to say that every single one of them hurt their stock this year?
Yeah. The only guy who's the only guys who helped their stock this year, Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph. Their stock is better now than it was this time last year. The rest of those guys – I'm going to say no. And, Grant, I mean, it's all relative because Sam Darnold's stock is down, but he'll probably still be the number one pick.
Right. But you'd feel less –
you'd feel less
confident than you would have a year ago if you drafted him in that spot. And I think the same thing about Rosen. I mean, I think, you know, he's going to go high. He'll probably wind up being – you know, I don't know what he's going to be. I'm less confident that he's going to be really good than I was going into this season. And you wonder about – you know, even his old coach coming out saying he needs to be challenged and, you know, that kind of stuff, that worries me. And so much of this game, especially the ones that go from just really good athlete, really good college quarterback to star, most of that's mental. I mean, the physical differences between a lot of these guys really isn't that much. But it's mental, it's understanding the game. And when you hear things like that, it concerns me. And, you know, and so – it's either take a guy who is really productive like Baker Mayfield but isn't really
– not a prototype.
No. Or you take these guys who –
or you take a guy like Allen who is a physical prototype but has a lot of question marks himself.
Yeah. Well, like ability.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously –
like being good at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like
– and you can honestly say – I mean, and that's – Lamar Jackson's a little bit different case. In college, we know he was a good quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was a damn good quarterback.
He was one of the best. Will it translate, especially with his accuracy concerns? I don't know, but he's such a plus athlete that it makes you want to take that chance.
Yeah, but I don't want to take that chance that high in the draft, though.
I'm with you.
But, hey, I saw this Twitter exchange, and I wanted to share this with you because I'm kind of – well, maybe we'll save it because I think we have to go to break. Do we have Aubrey on the line, John? Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait for a minute and see if we get him because I actually have to ask Aubrey a question.
Okay.
That will help lead into what we're doing. So I'll go ahead and jump on this.
Is it if we got Stanley's blood on the carpet, can you clean it off?
No. This is a little more personal.
Okay.
A little more personal about something that happened this weekend and whether or not he can fix it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's nothing like that. Trust me.
Oh.
Just think sick dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, okay, so this Bleacher Report guy tweets this out. And he's talking about Allen, right? Says, almost his entire career has been Favre/Rodgers/Smith. I'd hardly call those rocket arms. Favre and Rodgers can sling it, but they weren't head and shoulders above all their peers like Allen is.
Favre, Rodgers, Smith. Is he talking about Alex Smith?
Alex Smith, yeah.
How often do you hear Brett Favre Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith
and
in the same breath.
And Ian Rappaport says, tell me more about how Brett Favre didn't have a great arm. And he says, only a delusional Packers fan could think Favre/Rodgers' arm strength compares to Allen. I think Allen is a terrible prospect, but we can't deny his arm is historically great, maybe the strongest ever. Can't just compare that trait to other strong arms. He's in his own class. I got to tell you, Brett Favre had one of the strongest arms I've ever seen. Brett Favre, John Elway.
I think
this guy just seems to think that Brett Favre didn't have that great of an arm, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with that.
Yeah, Brett Favre, stronger arm than Rodgers or what's that, John?
He's on.
No, he's
Oh, no, Aubrey?
Okay, well, okay. I'll have to save it for another
save
day.
Save it.
Then.
Save it. And I'll just tell you about Dirt Free today. Now's the time to save big on your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with Dirt Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get a room cleaned for free with any purchase, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. That's valued at $150. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Sometime later, getting the words wrong, wasting the meaning, losing the right. It's nauseous adrenaline, breaking up a dog fight like a deer in the headlights, frozen in real time. I'm losing my mind.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid. And it's interesting that since the game started, like, all these trucks that were in front of us are gone, so you can actually see into the stadium
out of here
from
now.
Here. Yeah.
But, about time.
1-0 Astros.
Blocking my view.
Yeah. 1-0 Astros. Bregman drives in a run with a double. And Springer scored, and then Bregman was out at third on a fielder's choice by Altuve, who, he sure didn't have any fallout from that big contract over the weekend. It's not like he suddenly quit hitting.
No, he's still pretty good at sport.
Yeah, yeah. So, 1-0 bottom of the first. So, we'll keep you guys updated on that, although I'm sure you're probably watching it on TV and listening to us. So, Lamont says, I'm basically answering the question why the mock draft is nothing more than a media story clicker. Most of those front offices are not ever in agreement on players, but I'm supposed to believe media man who tells me about a player. Yeah, that, and the thing is, it's all just these guys have, well, not all of it. Some guys are just doing mock drafts that, you know, frankly, aren't really paying that close of attention. Lance is doing his based, and a lot of these guys do, based on their observations of the players and what they think the team is going to do. But the reality is, if you get six of them right out of 32,
that's pretty good.
You've had a pretty good mock draft. So how many things are you allowed to be that accurate and be considered good at your job? I'd say if you're trying to impregnate women.
Weatherman.
Six out of 30.
That's good.
What's that, John?
Weatherman.
Weatherman's okay.
Yeah. They've gotten better with the weather. I think the technology.
If you win the lottery six out of every 32 times you play, that's pretty
that's good.
Yeah. That's a good percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you went 6-32 on sports betting.
Not good.
So.
If you win six out of every 32 hands in a poker game.
As long as you're not playing all 32.
Right.
If you're playing 32 hands and only winning six.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're probably not doing too well.
No.
So, yeah, I think they're kind of, I mean, I get that they're guesswork. I mean, let's be honest. But to me, it's silly when you have one outlet saying the exact opposite as another outlet about a guy.
That's not good.
That's just, it's kind of silly. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Hey, I know you're not a Rick and Morty guy, but apparently there's like this big contract dispute. So there's not
going
to be.
Is it going away?
Well, it's going to be at least late 2019 now, because Turner owns Adult Swim, and apparently they're not trying to.
They don't want to pay for it?
I don't think they want to pay for it, which is weird, because
it's got
that's been their biggest hit by far.
Yeah.
But so it's basically contract negotiations. But apparently, they did an April Fool's joke, Adult Swim did, where they did this very weird Australian version that was a spoof. And they aired this thing. It was Rick and Morty themed. But it was Rick and Morty. And they were Aussies.
Okay.
And it's like, what the hell?
I thought it was Reek from
Game of
Thrones.
Yeah, that was my first thought. And I mean, they looked like they were.
I thought it was Reek from Game of Thrones.
But they looked like they were drawn by a 5-year-old.
And Charlie Morton.
Oh, yeah, could be that, yeah. But.
Hey! Astros! Yeah.
That's. Okay, we'll add that one to the little rotation today.
Whatever happened to Baba Booey? How come people can't be, you know, come on. Something. Not A. That's weak.
You know what we haven't gotten today?
What?
One woo.
I was just hearing him from the stadium.
I know, I'm hearing from the stadium. But I was really worried that people were going to come by and do that. So,
yeah.
You know, props to the Blitzers for not doing that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I was prepared for it today. I was willing to accept it.
Yeah, I was pretty ready for it myself.
Yeah. Actually, things have, you know, have calmed down considerably, which is good. But still fun to be over here. And, you know, we don't get a lot of chances to get out and be right in the middle of all this while it's happening.
No, it's cool.
Hey, what are these things that these police guys are on? That's not like a Segway. That's like a 3-wheeler.
I don't know. Ask him.
Yeah, I've been seeing those. Those are cool. I don't know what you would call that. I'm sure there's a listener out there who knows who can text the show.
That's lazy is what it is.
But if you know, you're a police officer, you got to get around here in a hurry.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But, it looks like a Segway, but it's got 3 wheels.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's like a 3-wheeler Segway?
Maybe so.
They make those
a little safer version.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, well, I'm just curious. Police have been very friendly today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've got
horse riders who listen to the show.
Yeah, policemen who are our listeners, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny now.
Because we're fans of them, too. We don't break the law.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes we do. But we don't break the law bad enough that, like, cops need to come get us.
No, I mean, the only thing that I do that's technically not legal is occasionally have a little of the green.
Right.
But.
And you've probably been intoxicated publicly before.
Yeah, but I go home.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're not causing trouble.
Cause trouble when I'm. I don't do that anymore. I've got a really good shot clock. Like, I'll get to a certain point now, and my mind says, "Okay, go home."
And you're good about not drinking and driving anymore.
Oh no, I never do that.
Yeah, you used to be risky on that.
Yeah, but I've learned my lesson there. I got too close to to a really bad experience and just decided. Well, I fell asleep one night on 59.
Yeah, that ain't good.
And when I woke up, I was going 80 miles an hour, and the truck was going every direction. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I snapped sober immediately, and I'm not driven drunk since.
Good for you.
So, and I don't, you know, that's not something you should ever do. And,
no.
And the beauty of it is now with Uber, you don't need to do that.
No,
Uber and Lyft and those people, you just call them or have somebody call them for you. And, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, there's this little place over by me that I walk by and bite by a bunch of times. It actually looks cool. It's called, like, I think it's called Big Boy Toys of Edo or something. And they've got, like, these little mini 3-wheeler motorcycles and, like, little dune buggy looking things that you can rent. Kind of thinking that might be a fun Sunday afternoon.
And not be bad.
You'll get one of those and just buzz around town. I wonder if you have to have a motorcycle license for those, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's just me making things up. But, like, to drive a dune buggy, you don't need a
license. No, you just need a driver's license. But,
right.
You know, if
it's street legal, you need a license.
Okay, because I'm sure these are street legal, because that's what people do. They rent them, and then they buzz around with them.
Oh, I don't know that.
So I'm going to have to look into that, because that looks like fun, and, you know, I could probably...
I'm sure they'll tell you at the place.
Yeah, yeah, but I probably need to save a little money before I do that, so I have the money to do it, so...
You know how you could do it? Bill Advisor, Fred. That's how you should save money. Guys, you're overpaying for all your monthly recurring bills, your TV, your internet, your cell phone, your auto and home insurance, your energy. Stop it. You signed up for those services. You got a great new customer rate. But as usual, the price goes up. When you're not looking, when you're not paying attention, they jack up the rates on you. That's how it always works. BillAdvisor.com gets the savings back. They work directly with every service provider in the nation. You don't have to give up channels, speed, data, or coverage. Just pay less. The savings are real. The average BillAdvisor customer saves over $830 a year. Hundreds have saved over $1,000 a year. Lance Erline saved over $2,000 a year. That could be you. And they've got a new $150 challenge guaranteed to put money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, BillAdvisor is going to give you all your money back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. It's a win-win. There's no risk. Take this challenge. Start saving right now by texting the word BILLS. That's B-I-L-L-S to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. One more time, text BILLS right now to 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Hey guys, baseball season's underway, and you know the best way to play. How about daily fantasy baseball that's not like the other guys? I'm talking about one of my new favorite websites, Draft. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set it and forget it. And the best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash, and you get paid the next day. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everybody. I've been playing all weekend. I've been playing hockey, too. They've got everything on there. And I'm telling you, man, this is so cool, because if you want a really good player and you draft him, you're the only one that's got him. The other guys don't do it. So join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at 500 Crawford, right across the street from Minute Maid Park. And I want to remind you to come join us at Tastemakers April 4th, Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. Houston hip-hop legend Bun B will be there to MC. Tickets are on sale for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last, because at the door they're $65. So what did he tell you that was called? The police
he
officer?
Said it, he said they call it a Segway, but it's really just a golf cart.
A three-wheeled golf cart.
It's his first day on it.
Yeah.
Can go 15 miles an hour.
Wow.
He said probably not fast enough to outrun a sober criminal.
Right.
But fast enough to catch a drunk one.
Which is probably what you're going to be going after.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And a sober one, I mean, hell, if you can't catch him, you can at least get close enough to shoot your taser.
Yeah. Yeah.
A mounted taser shot. It's got to be tough.
But, right. Yeah.
But it's doable.
But, yeah, it's like guys used to shoot from horseback.
That's right.
You can shoot from one of those. That's probably smoother than riding a horse. Not bouncing up
so.
And down.
Oh!
Yes. All right, do we have...
Somebody stealing this NASA truck. I see what's going on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone's just hooking it up to a trailer. They're
going
to take it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we're going to... This will be cool.
Yeah.
We'll tell our friends, hey, check us out. We're NASA. All right, you got a dumbass report?
I do, Fred. Let's start in Florida, of course. Man wearing a clown mask and another wearing a Jason mask robbed a Chevron on Friday morning. You know, it's it's good to wear masks when you're committing crimes. That's a smart move.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
What's not smart is going into the store 5 minutes before you rob it in masks without masks. Like, you don't go into the store without a mask.
Right.
You know.
Especially, so wearing the same clothes?
Wearing the same clothes.
And then just throwing on a mask, yeah.
Then you're like, oh, you know what would be great? We should put on our masks and rob this store. And then they did just that. So now there's security footage of them with no masks, which, I mean,
yeah,
they still haven't been caught.
So there's that.
Now their faces are everywhere. Here's the crazy thing. Detectives said they fled the gas station in a gold Jaguar.
Okay,
what kind of gas station robbers are driving a gold Jag?
It's got to be stolen, right?
I don't know.
But that's got to be easy to
they
find.
They look like young-ass kids, like too young to own a Jag.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's not smart, guys. Not wise, guys.
That's
here's a good one. A kindergarten teacher is in a little bit of trouble. 7:30 a.m., Kimberly Grover, who's 47, was driving to her job at Mary J. Tanner Elementary School when the school resource officer saw her pull in.
Okay.
She walked past the officer, who caught a whiff of her. Officer confronted her, and she eventually admitted that she'd been consuming alcohol. Test showed her blood alcohol level to be a 0.13, okay. Which, I mean, it's not great.
It's not great,
but it's
not
pretty good for 7:30 a.m. when you're going to teach kindergarten.
Yeah, but you probably have to have a 0.13 to deal with kindergartners.
You would think.
You know what? I bet I could see I could see a picture of a 47-year-old kindergarten teacher in my mind.
Yeah?
I bet I know exactly what she looks like.
Well, I don't have a mugshot, so you'll have to make a guess.
Okay. Well, I already am guessing. That's the point.
Finally, police responded to the parking lot of Food Town. Upon their arrival, officers located a vehicle parked and partially obstructing a handicapped parking space. They were advised by the Police Department Communications Center that another caller reported an intoxicated man had stumbled into the Food Town. They found him in the deli area with a partially consumed chicken breast lying on his chest, passed out. After they woke him up and spoke to him, they detected the odor of an alcoholic beverage on his breath. He was placed under arrest and transported to St. Clair's Hospital due to his level of intoxication. Subsequently charged with driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and obstructing a handicap space, I didn't know you could get a DWI while you weren't driving.
Yeah.
All you got to do is be passed out and have...
Yeah, we've actually seen that before.
I would have said I drank all the drinks inside Food Town.
Yeah.
It was just public intox, not a DWI. That's this week's short and dumbass report.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, 500 Crawford, for having us out here. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.